And now, that brings us to one of my favorite parts of the Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy show. This is where you guys, again, get that pen and paper out, especially if you're managers or leaders and you want to be a more effective leader. This is where we get our leadership lessons from Coach Larry. Take it away, Coach Larry.
It was 1982, and it was my turn to give the current event speech in Mr. Fitzmaurice's social studies class. It was seventh grade. I was a screaming introvert. I was awkward socially. I recently moved to this country and now facing my biggest fear, public speaking, which for many is scarier than death itself. So what does a shy kid do for his speech? Well, he channels his inner Morton Downey Jr., of course. If you don't know who he is, you have to YouTube him. Morton Downey was a loudmouth talk show host. He yelled at his guests, he yelled at his audience, and he had pretty high ratings. During my speech, I remember how I moved around the room. I got into people's faces. I wrote inexplicably large numbers and phrases on the blackboard and ultimately shared the current event, which was that there was a serious car accident over the weekend, as I learned in my local newspaper. So when my speech was over, the teacher didn't know what to say. The students seemed perplexed as well. I thought, oh my goodness, what had I done? Then after that awkward moment, the class erupted Jerry Springer style, and I received high fives and a standing ovation as I made my way to my little desk and back to my introverted self. 30 years later, I saw Mr. Fitzmaurice at my grammar school reunion. We both looked much older. He had the same smile, so I recognized him, and I was about a foot taller. A bunch of us went up to him and said hello, and he didn't remember any of my classmates. But when I said hello, you know, he didn't remember me either. So I shared my name, and he said, "Larry, the kid with the current events?" So today I'm going to talk about storytelling. You probably know the benefits of storytelling. For one, it makes you and your topic memorable. People think in stories, and they remember things in stories. And just as important, telling a story makes you, the presenter, more at ease because you're talking about something that is real. Further, it puts your audience at ease because you are more at ease. Stories are a perfect way to start just about any presentation, but it's got to be done right. So today I'm going to give you some pretty important tips. First, you should know your story by heart. It should be authentic. If it really happened, then this part should be easy. Second, there needs to be some stakes in the story, something that others can relate to. In my story, it was the fear of public speaking in front of your peers. I think we can all relate to that. Also, it was about doing something different that hadn't been done before. Third, you need a great opening. This is where the audience is making their decision about you. Should I pay attention to this person? You know, sharing something funny is a great way to start a story, or something compelling, but be thoughtful and really nail your opening. Use imagery, names. What do people say? Describe their faces. By adding in these details, people will be more likely to remember. Finally, you need a strong ending. A colleague of mine shared this pearl of wisdom. She said, start with a joke and end with something inspiring. You know, at the end of speeches, I often hear people ramble on a little bit, or they end by saying, that's it. So end with a call to action. It could be a powerful quote or something thought-provoking. That's a good way to end. And just like you nailed your opening, you really need to nail your closing. So what's your story? What will you do to move others and connect with your audience? See how I ended that? I used a call to action. So if you are interested in storytelling, I teach a program on presence and presentations. Reach out to me if you want to share your story or if you have a need for one-on-one coaching or if you'd like to experience my workshop. My website is MendozaAndO'Brien.com or please call me at 843-800-2156. Now back to my favorite storyteller, Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you, Coach Larry, and you got that right. I am a good storyteller. All right, I can tell you stories, keep you up at night or wake you up in the morning, doesn't matter. I got a story for every time of the day because I'm a storyteller.